Welcome to Vita Poetica Journals podcast. We're an online journal featuring creative work explored through a spiritual lens and a publication of the Vita Poetica Arts and Faith Collective. Today we have poet Chris Vrontas reading two poems, Meadow Airs and Lenten Eve 2021. Chris Vrontas is a writer and lawyer. He lives in Essex County, Massachusetts, with his wife, who still laughs at his jokes after 32 years. He has practiced law for just as long and serves as a mediator of discrimination disputes for the Human Rights Commission. He grew up in an immigrant faith tradition that has evolved over the years, and he writes about impermanence, hope, and rebirth. Here's Chris.
My name is Chris Vrontas. And this piece came about when I was sitting in my front yard just after the sun went down, and the darkness had just settled in for the evening. I was sitting in my Adirondack chair, looking up at a nearly full moon coming down from a day at work. We were still all working remotely at the time, about a year into COVID, the vaccines hadn't come out fully yet. And I had just read an article about how it was the anniversary of Alan Shepard's walk on the moon. He's the one who took that iconic picture of the Earth in space. And it was reported that as he stood on the moon, looking back, he cried, seeing us all so small and alone. And I thought about why he cried and where we were as humans at this point in our history. And it was like he was one of those Old Testament prophets raging against the wayward world, looking for God in the wilderness. So, this is what came out. Lenten Eve, 2021. Voiceless in the dust, stained by lunar dirt, stung by visions of a strangled world, he silently raged from the cosmic desert, burning villages in order to save them, life support systems bulldozed for pennies, calling the death spiral progress. Calamity at the core of a bright blue marble in infinite black. Eden on the edge of annihilation. Scales fell from his eyes as he cried on the ledge where Jesus wept. Night springs into Lent. Celestial blast slides behind the trees. Looking back from lockdown, we've munched up the apple and shat it out. Uncertain if our world will ever return, or whether it should all just burn. The world as we knew it is passing away. Grace whispers outside the cave after the storm, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first, rising to the sound of the last trumpet. This piece came about as I hiked the meadow in the woods behind our house. Deer Jump Reservation is hundreds of acres of wood stretching to the Merrimack River, but there's this sweet little meadow that opens up like an altar under a big sky on a ledge looking over the river. In this particular hike, it was fall, and the leaves were very colorful, like tapestries and robes. And the way they shook and the almost ringing sounds they made in the breeze, it all took me back to when I was a boy sitting in the Greek Orthodox Church on a Sunday. And in particular, I remembered that point in the liturgy when the priest holds up something like a stole, it's called an air, over the altar and shakes it as the whole congregation prays aloud over the Holy Communion in the old Greek. And the priest would shake the incense, the thuribles, and how these things would ring. They were hanging in chains. It would ring as he sensed the church with the smell of Jerusalem rose. And I felt how this meadow was a sacred holy place. And I thought about what it meant for a place to be holy. And so this came about. Meadow Airs. Stained glass leaves whisper psalms in the breeze. Trees shimmer airs, shake thuribles, and chant an ancient rite. Ineffable prayers call the spirit upon the proceedings. Lone pine points upward, an altar to the here and now, marking passage in the meadow. Holy emptiness filled with presence, not to be held but experienced. Loxa Donteu, Doxa, Loxa Om.
That was Chris Frontes reading his poems Meadow Airs and Lenten Eve 2021. You can learn more about Vita Poetica at the website in our podcast description, www.vitapoetica.org, where you can find details on how to submit to the journal and other ways to get involved. Thanks for listening, and more soon.